You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, quickly, I finished watching a show that I'd heard about a few weeks ago. And it's a Netflix show, so you won't be able to watch it. But you know what? You wouldn't anyway, because it's about sports.
Okay.
But I just want to give a shout out and say it was a really fascinating show. It's just called Quarterback. And it's produced by our own lovable, huggable Peyton Manning. It's one of his productions. And what they do is they take three quarterbacks in the NFL and they spend an entire season just with them, their lives, not just in training for the games, but their personal lives and their family life and everything they go through. And I got to say, it was really interesting.
That's neat.
And the pain that these guys go through, professional athletes, especially football players, are always going to be injured. You know, we've got the first NFL preseason game that goes tonight, so the season's getting underway. And when you watch the up-close video of these guys getting nailed by 300-pound men slamming into them,
it's bad stuff, isn't
wonder,
it?
You wonder how they get up and perform.
It's funny because I just had a conversation with two fellas that are heavily into football. One is my brother-in-law and the other is my nephew. My brother-in-law was this hot, you know what, offensive lineman for the Buffs for many years, and he was recruited by the Cowboys and played with them for a little bit. And my nephew now is going to Oklahoma, and he's 300 and some pounds. And I went to lunch with them last week. It was like his last Thursday or whatever, and that was one of the main topics of conversation there as we were sitting at the breakfast table. Where do you hurt?
Right.
How is your life right now? Mostly because my brother-in-law, I mean, he's my age now. And I was like, dude, what is your day-to-day life like? And he's like, I don't even want to tell you what my knees are like right now. He's like, it's bad. It's years and years of taking hits.
I can't even fathom it. And because I watched this show, it really brought it home. Now, I know these guys, a lot of people say they're drastically overpaid, $30, $40, $50 million a year. But to watch what goes on, and then the homework they have to do to learn plays.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
It ain't like when I was young and played football. It's nothing like that. And they can call a play that is essentially a paragraph long.
Wow. Crazy.
X Zingo 27 blast. Y crosser, see, and it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And they show them sitting there with their notebooks, taking notes and doing all the studying. I got to say, it was an eye-opening show.
All right. Well,
and you know, one of the three that they followed throughout was Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, he won the Super Bowl this year. So they actually chose him as one of the three. And then he took it all the way and got a Super Bowl championship and MVP. So their timing worked out. You should see his house, by the way.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
God.
Ridiculous, huh?
It's pretty ridiculous. But the one thing that I've got to hand it to him is he's really tied. He loves his community and plans on being in Kansas City a long time. I know we have a lot of Broncos fans listening who are groaning right now thinking about how the Chiefs just absolutely own us, but you still have to have mad respect for what this guy puts up with.
And
it's pretty crazy. So anyway, I just wanted to you and I offer our suggestions and recommendations for shows to watch. Again, it's on Netflix and it's just called Quarterback.
All right.
And if you check out, there might be some other shows by that name, but it's the one produced by Peyton Manning. And I think you'll find
that's
it
pretty cool.
Really interesting.
That's neat. I would watch that for sure.
And yes, the first football game of the year is tonight. I can't believe it. What's going on in your world?
Well, kind of a unique day yesterday. Some stuff that we have never gone through before. My sweet little peanut, my daughter, is completing her transition into a cyborg yesterday because she's had the palate expander in her mouth and the roof of her mouth for a few months now, which has had, you know, basically pushes your teeth out towards your cheeks. And then yesterday was braces day.
So
Nick Nack took her and got braces and then was immediately texting me that we need to go to the grocery store and get all kinds of soft foods because she can only have soft foods for a while.
Right. Yeah.
And now our nightly bedtime routine with her has turned into easily 30 minutes of just mouth cleaning. And the most amount of time that we spent last night was trying to figure out how to floss her teeth. because you could probably do a Google image search and see the palate expander with now wires that go all the way around the top of the teeth on the outside. So you essentially have metal on the back and on the front. And the hygienist was so preachy about how important it is to floss and keep everything clean, because she can get cavities and gum disease now like crazy with all this stuff on her teeth.
My goodness.
There's no way to like floss, because as you're doing it, you're hitting metal one way or another. So they included these like lasso devices that are like really thin pieces of string, and you've got to like wrap the floss around the lasso device, fish it up and around the metal, and then try to get in there and floss, but you're still hitting the palate expander in the back.
Well, wait a minute.
It was
Why
nuts.
Why don't they do one thing at a time? Why don't they do the palate expander?
I think they've got to keep the expander in there so your teeth don't start moving in. They've got to keep them where they are now because they've spread them apart, and now they have to straighten them with the braces. It's
My
a whole
goodness.
Thing, man. So she's going to have 6 months of this, and we've got to do like a water pick every night now to get into all the metal, to get all the food out. The flossing, the brushing, there's this special little metal brush you got to get in between all the tines of the braces.
How
it's
long
insane.
Until
they sent us home with a packet of tools, essentially, to clean her mouth every night.
How long until you're officially over all of this?
I think it's like at least 6 months with this round, and then they're going to say, you know, we're going to take a look and see how it looks, and then maybe another round of braces after this.
I guess what I was asking is, how long until you're officially over this?
We sat down at like 7:30 to do it, and by 7:32, I had walked away.
Yeah.
And Nicole had to pull up YouTube videos. She was pulling up YouTube videos last night on how to floss teeth with braces and a palate expander.
My God.
Yeah, just to learn how to do it.
How's your daughter dealing
bless
with
her
all
heart.
This? Is she frustrated?
She's a trooper, man. She's such a trooper. She's just going
well,
with
the Well, it's day one.
It's day one. I know. I'm sure she'll be sore today. But yeah, it's a pain. Because you got to lay her on the floor on her back and get over her. And I was like holding a flashlight. And it's a process,
God.
Man. It is a process.
To brush and floss, you've got to hold her down and get a flashlight in there.
Well, I mean, we weren't holding her down. She was laying there on her own. But yeah, intense. Hooray,
man.
Parenting. Yeah.
How much money for all this?
Don't ask.
I have to ask. Come on.
I think we talked about this. It was like $6,000 or something like
six
that.
$6,000. Okay.
Yeah, for beautiful straight teeth, Tom. She better thank us in the future, buddy.
No kidding. She better be changing your
diapers
in a few
years. When I'm old,
she
better be flossing my teeth. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
Yep. She looks cute, though. She looks really cute.